Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm happy and proud to have today on the show a representative of Nicholas House. She's dedicated her life to serving the public. I was reading her bio. You know, it's kind of addicting once you do it. You don't want to get out of it. You don't want to stop because the need is so great. I would like everybody, please join me with a warm welcome to Teresa Terry, and I believe the executive director, development director of Nicholas House.
Hello.
How are you today?
Mary. I am wonderful. Thank you.
Well,
and
thank you.
Director of Nicholas House, thank you so much for having me today. I'm honored to be here.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. So what I would like to do, if you don't mind, please give everybody a brief overview of your experience. I read it. It's extensive. It's like lifelong pretty much for you. Could you tell everybody a little bit about yourself? And then I want to talk about your work with Nicholas House.
Sure. Absolutely. So I'm giving away my age a little bit here, but I've been in the nonprofit world for over 25 years. And my role primarily has been to focus on a number of nonprofits, from child services to human services, humanitarian relief internationally, and so many other great causes. But what really draws me to this type of work is what I believe is a responsibility to serve others. This was instilled in me as a very young child. And it goes back to my religious beliefs and being of assistance and service to others, specifically the community. And it seemed a right fit for me for a really long time. And I struggled back and forth with corporate versus nonprofit. But my heart called me to nonprofit work, and I haven't regretted that decision at all. Because at the end of the day, honestly, Mary, I want to know that I've made a difference. I want to know that I've left, my life, whenever the end should come, better than when I found it.
Right.
And that's very important to me.
Also, I think people who tend to close a blind eye to the needs of others, I almost feel like they don't have any accountability. I really feel an accountability to whomever I'm going to meet at the end of this road, and they say to you, "Me, Mary, what did you do?"
And I will share with you, Mary, having worked with homeless families in different capacities for years, the one most profound thing that I was told by a homeless person, that it's not the state of homelessness that bothers them so much. It's being ignored by community, and it's people pass them by, trying to go out of their way to avoid touching them, interacting with them, seeing with them, avoiding the realization of the fact that there are those less fortunate out there that need assistance. And there's so many stigmas involving homelessness. Many people don't ask to be homeless. It's just, a reality of life. Life happens to a number of people. Many of the families that we serve that become homeless are homeless in many cases due to loss of a job.
Right.
What we're often seeing is people become ill and are forced into homelessness. What literally happens is that they're a paycheck away from an emergency. That emergency could be an illness. Oftentimes, to address an illness, you're taking away resources and funds for housing. as you're buying prescription drugs, as you're going to the doctor. Then also what we're seeing is child care challenges. Oftentimes, child care exceeds income for a lot of people. It makes it difficult to go to work when you have no one to care for young children. So as a result, you lose your job. When you lose your job, you lose income, and that income is no longer available to pay for housing. Mm-hmm. So it's a vicious cycle of issues and crises that involve families. But in many cases, the majority of folks out there are just one emergency away being homeless.
Yes. So how did you begin working with Nicholas House? How did that start? My my sister, she used to be the executive director of Homestretch, and so Rose Burton. So she would they have a program that is almost like identical to yours, somewhat, except they don't have emergency shelter, which I that's very heartwarming, and I want to know about that as well.
Okay,
but let's
sure.
We got to go to break. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I get lost in all of this. And we really only have like 7 to 9 minutes on each segment because of the breaks and the commercials. But if you don't mind, please, Ms. Terry, hold on.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to be back with you in a minute. 404-892-2703. If you have any questions for Ms. Terry, give us a call. Real Estate 101, back in a minute. We're back, everyone. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Real Estate 101, I'm Mary Gill. And joining us today is Teresa Terry. She's the development director of Nicholas House. And I need to hold on a second. Hold on. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. So normally when we're in the studio, we have these cough buttons, Miss Terry. Anyway, so okay. I had to cough because I caught myself taking a bite of food during the break. And I usually cough after I eat for some crazy reason. But anyway, so my producers usually, boom, hit the cough button, boom, hit the cough button. But now I'm in my house and he's in the station. We're on iPad FaceTime. It's the craziest setup you've ever seen, but it's working. So happy about that. For everybody's information, Deal of the Decade will be put off to later in the show. I don't know when. I'm not going to commit to a time because I really want to talk to Ms. Terry. So, all right, Ms. Terry. So when did you start working with Nicholas House?
Well, I've been with Nicholas House now for about 3.5 years. And as I mentioned earlier, I tried that little hiatus away from nonprofit work for a while. And I was actually working for City Hall for one of the councilmen there. And a few months into that position, I realized that my heart was drawn to nonprofit work. And the phone rang literally during a legislative session from Mr. Bowman, our executive director, offering an opportunity to come in and talk about Nicholas House, my experience. I had applied for a position years earlier, and I never really thought I'd hear anything back. And surprisingly, we met. I was drawn to the work. I wanted to be a part of change and make a difference, and it just seemed a right fit. I was greeted upon arrival by a really amazing group of people, of families and children that were at the shelter when we actually spoke, and their experiences, their demeanor, their optimism, the hope that they had amidst all of the crisis that they were experiencing led me to know and believe that I was in the right place at the right time. So
yeah, that's fantastic. That's beautiful. I love that.
Well,
it takes a minute for you to get to know yourself, right? I mean,
yes.
I went away for a little while to corporate America and came back too because I just wanted to help people. That's
yes.
My main thing is just help people. We all need help.
Yes.
I needed help. I can tell you stories about people who came to my aid and it was only God. So now I want to be put in a position so that God can use me too.
Yes, I echo that. I totally echo that. I
was going to say that if you want, go ahead. Let's talk about what Nicholas House does and then the resources they have available to the community.
Well, our mission is primarily to help homeless families
become self-sufficient. And we do that by providing them a temporary place to live while addressing the root causes of their homelessness so that they never become homeless again. There are three specific goals that form the basis of self-sufficiency, according to Nicholas House, and they are earning a living wage, maintaining physical, mental, and social health, but most importantly, maintaining safe and stable housing. And I get a question a lot as I'm, you know, in the community and I'm speaking with families and others about Nicholas House. And the question often comes up, what's different about Nicholas House? And I will respond to that by saying our programs keep homeless families together regardless of their composition. Why is that important? Because with many Atlanta area shelters, they separate families to receive services. So as you add the crisis involving homelessness to separation anxiety and not being with your husband or spouse, or if you have older children, having to separate your younger children from your older children, because those older children in many cases go to a group home or to a youth shelter. Your husband might go to a male shelter, your wife a woman's shelter. So that makes dealing with that crisis very difficult, not knowing how your children are, not knowing where your spouse is at any given moment. Also, our programs are accountability-based. Our residents, our clients, set specific goals, and they meet with their case managers regularly to ensure progress towards those specific goals. And continuation in the program is determined by a client's willingness to make progress towards those goals. Mm-hmm. But what's really unique about us is that we're outcome-oriented. We actually follow families after they've graduated from our program for an additional 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that allows us to be of assistance to families should another crisis arise. Because bear in mind, our focus is to ensure that homelessness is non-recurring. We don't want families to be homeless again. So by providing that 2 years of follow-up, we're creating a safety net for them. So if there's a problem involving their job or their housing, or if they run into some form of crisis with their children, et cetera, there's someone there still connected to them from Nicholas House to be of assistance. If it's financial assistance, if it's counseling, if it's supportive assistance, whatever that need is, we're still on the scene providing that supportive help to families. That's why over 90% of the families that we serve remain in their housing over a year or more after they've left a Nicholas House program.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, we got to go to a break, Ms. Terry.
Okay.
But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more specifically about the program, because I know programs like these, sometimes they sound great when you're talking about them, but then when you actually get into the nuances, the person has to realize is that they have to commit. Yeah. I have to commit to change. Mm-hmm. And we're overturning deeply entrenched habit sometimes in order to affect change for the betterment of their family. And sometimes that's difficult for people. But anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back. Trista Terry of Nicholas House is with us today. 404-892-2703 if you have any questions for or me as it pertains to real estate. Real Estate 101, back in a minute. We're back. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Mary Gill, Real Estate 101. Joining us today, Trista Terry of Nicholas House is with us. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So, all right, let's talk about the actual program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the eligibility. How do people become eligible to participate in the program?
Well, there are many programs that we have. There is a specific need involving housing. The intake process is actually referrals from the Gateway Center, which is located on Pryor Street in downtown Atlanta. A family or individual that is homeless or at risk of being homeless would go there, complete a housing assessment. Then once that housing assessment is completed, They are added to a database of all of the homeless providers throughout Metro Atlanta. And then depending on availability at any particular shelter or facility, individuals are placed based on need. Upon arrival, individuals as well as families are given a vulnerability score, and the higher the score determines who is placed first. In many cases, families are placed as a priority, individuals that may be experiencing a physical challenge or a mental health challenge. We try and prioritize cases based on need. Everyone is served, but those are key areas of focus. What we also do, in addition to providing emergency assistance for families, because we actually have a shelter in the Grant Park area where we accept families with no income traditionally that are in need of housing at that shelter. Families typically stay there for about 90 days as they prepare for transition back into the community, into a home of their own. So they're taking advantage of a number of supportive services that we provide, specifically access to transportation, access to after-school care, summer camp, child care. All of that's provided for by Nicholas House.
Wow, and that's fantastic.
We work with families to transition them into an apartment-based environment where we have collaborative relationships with landlords and property managers that know our reputation, and we vouch for the families that we place. So we have a very good system in place where we're able to get families within their own housing within about 90 days. Depending on the needs of the families, that could be a little sooner. It could be a little later because every family situation mm-hmm. is different. What I will also mention is that we're not just focused on reacting to homelessness. We are trying to prevent it. And the ways that we're doing that is by helping families that are vulnerable, that are at risk of eviction or at risk of foreclosure. I heard one of your callers to call in earlier and talk about how they're struggling with their mortgage. That is very, very profound right now as we respond to COVID-19. We have received recent funding from a number of different sources to provide financial assistance to families, Mary. Specifically, if there's someone that needs help with the rent payment, if there's someone that needs help with the mortgage payment, if there's someone that is about to have their utilities shut off, we can prevent that shut off. All a caller would need to do is contact us at 404-789-5626, or they could email us at prevention@nicholashouse.org. Now, these services are available to all of Metro Atlanta. When someone calls or when someone emails us, they need to have a child under the age of 17 in the household. And also, they must reside in the Metro Atlanta area. So when someone contacts us, they should specify the type of assistance that they need, the county of residence, and what city they're in. So if they'll provide that information, one of our case managers will get back to them and provide that financial assistance as well. And we're also fortunate to work in collaboration with Kroger, and we can provide assistance to families as far as food rations. So if a family is in need of food, we can connect them to resources in the community, and as long as they're available, we'll be able to provide assistance to that family by providing a Kroger gift card to purchase those food items. So we're here, accessible and available to families amidst this crisis and beyond. The needs of families will continue. So I wanted your listeners to be aware that there are services out there. There's a lot of stress, I know. There's a lot of anxiety. A lot of people have lost their jobs due to COVID-19. But there's good news, and there's light at the end of this tunnel, because there are organizations like Nicholas House where we're providing that safety net, that financial support to avoid families losing their housing and avoiding that utility shutoff.
So that's fantastic, because I know a lot of Well, some organizations that are comparable to yours, they only service certain areas or certain counties or certain portions of counties. I know that the one I spoke about earlier that my sister was involved in before she moved to D.C., with, they only service North Metro Atlanta area. So this is fantastic that you provide services to the entire Metro Atlanta area. And if you don't mind, can you please give the phone number again?
Sure, absolutely. That's 404-789-5600. And also, if you'd like to reach us via email, that's prevention@nicholashouse.org.
So, Ms. Terry, we're going to have a little bit of time left with you, and then I have another guest coming up as well. But what capacity do you work with Nicholas House? I see that your background is in financial services and in helping. Do you?
Yes.
Grants and money, and how can we help you? This is what I want to know.
Yes. Well, my role as Director of Development is really to manage our marketing, our promotions, and also be able to sustain our resources in order to do our programs. That includes grant writing, our special events, and a number of other resources that are integral to maintaining the viability of our programs and services. What can your audience and others do to help?
Yes.
I would love to have you all know about a wonderful series of events that are coming up, because due to COVID-19, all of our fundraising activities have been canceled. All of our face-to-face activities due to an abundance of concern regarding social distancing
and
also large gatherings. They've been canceled and actually rescheduled to 2021. That said, what we're doing is virtual right now. We are launching a series of Let's Talk About It panel discussions involving homelessness. We're excited that on June 25th, our featured guest will be Angela Yee. She's a nationally syndicated host of The Breakfast Club. She's going to be joined by three different panelists, Dennis Bowman, Dr. Keith Wood, and Maxwell Wuppersberg, as we tackle the issue of mental health disparities and homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand what a mental health condition is. They're reluctant to discuss mental health issues. They have trouble understanding the signs of mental illness. We're going to address all of those questions, concerns, challenges, etc. The second phase of the series is unemployment and homelessness. We're going to be tackling, you know, why it's difficult for minorities to acquire employment, in many cases sustain employment, how former incarceration impacts unemployment, you know, for African Americans, how a number of unforeseen circumstances impact. And then finally, we're going to talk about children and homelessness. The average age of a homeless person is 9 years old. So we're going to be about how homelessness impacts children. April Ryan, political commentator and also bureau chief of the Urban Radio Networks, will be the moderator for that. And for the unemployment and homelessness, Bakari Sellers will be our facilitator for that one. He's a former South Carolina state legislator, representative, and also a political commentator. So anyone interested, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say I'm long overdue for a break, but I want you to hold on, because I do want everybody to know how they can participate in this event, and then also what we can do as well on an individual basis to help you. And then I think I have my other guests holding. So we'll hold on through the break, and then you can give everybody the information. Okay. 404-892-2703. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Back in a minute. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Real Estate 101. I'm Mary Gill, and joining us is Teresita Terry. That's how you pronounce it, Miss Terry?
Yes.
I don't have her. Oh, cool. All right, beautiful. Okay, so tell us what we can do, and how can we participate in this event?
Yes. So there are details at nicholashouse.org. You can click on the events tab, and then the Dream Builders Virtual Event 2020 for a full lineup of all of the activities. You can actually register for all of the upcoming panel discussions, and you can also learn more about our complete lineup of activities featuring Kelly Price and Ricky Smiley on our virtual event on July 30th. In the meantime, if you'd like to get involved and stay connected, we'd love to have you consider a donation to Nicholas House, also available on the donation tab there on our main website. Individuals, again, can go to our site, which is www.nicholashouse.org for all of the great details about wonderful events that are coming up. To learn more about our programs, here's some awesome success stories of our work as well.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Terry, for calling in and for being
thank
a part
you.
Of the show. I love your work.
Thank
I'm gonna
you.
Investigate it myself a little further because I'm kind of looking for a little outlet myself. I was previously affiliated with my sister's when she ran that organization, and then I worked for a couple of years with City of Refuge in the kitchen washing dishes.
Oh,
just awesome. So you know. But
well, come on
I couldn't,
over to
I couldn't
Nicholas
really,
House. We'd love to have you.
Yes,
in
you got too, dishes, right?
Yeah, we got dishes too.
Everybody's got dishes. Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Terry. We appreciate
Thank you.
You
so much,
Good,
Mary.
We love the work you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.